Aloha.
We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 386 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. If you are new to the show and you would like to communicate with us, you can do so via the email address mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, you can call in and leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. I would also encourage you, if you're not already, to subscribe to our bonus content via the Red Circle platform. If you're just listening to the free show, you're getting like most of what we record. You get most of the show. But if you are a subscriber to the bonus content, you get the whole show, which is usually about like a half hour more content. And this week, that'll probably include stories about how R. Kelly had a doctor on call for his STD situation for many years. It'll also include a Kiss David Lee Roth feud story. That's not going to make it on the regular show, I can already tell you. I'm just looking at the list here. There's also a disgruntled HR executive that deleted 17,000 resumes on his way out. We'll probably talk about that. That's the kind of stuff you want to hear. And if you're not subscribing to the bonus content, you're not going to get all that. Additionally, as a subscriber to the bonus content, you get the whole show the night before everyone else. You get the whole show commercial free. You just get a little bit more. Plus anything extra we do there. There's a couple therapies, my sex and relationship show that is only available to the bonus content subscribers. So think about doing that. It costs $5 and the link, or $50 a year. Get a couple months free that way. And the link is in the show notes on whatever app you're listening to the show on right now. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just read an article.
Uh-oh.
And some random mother in town, and probably with good intentions, talked about, like, hey, did you hear there's something called a lantern fly that if you see it, you're supposed to kill it. Now, I live in a pretty urban environment, so I'm not seeing something big, but there are these like spotted moths that are apparently killing everything. Just like murder hornets or whatever. Something that's not native to here that's here.
They're killing things like besides your sweater. They're killing
your plants. They're a problem.
Yeah.
And I just read this like 10 minutes ago. Team kills 1,200 spotted lantern flies in 2 weeks. New Jersey teen. And it's like, yeah, I guess we were told to kill lantern flies. But when a teen kills 1,200 of something, don't you kind of feel like maybe he's up to something else?
Yeah.
Like he's...
Yeah. He enjoys it. He enjoys the kill. Yeah.
I mean... You know, serial killers, what do they say about them? Like, they start with animals and stuff.
Woodland creatures. That's next for him. If he started, once he did 1,200 lantern flies, like, he's not satisfying the thirst anymore. That's boring for him, right?
Right. This is like an early cut of the John Wayne Gacy story. Like, there's something going on here that he's...
Yeah.
He wants, 1,200. Yeah, I get it. You're doing what, the government said, like, hey, if you see this, kill it because it's bad. But 1,200 makes me think he has a thirst. He has a thirst and it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, keep him on the list.
Yeah.
Just because he did something the government wants, keep him on the list.
So, Ed, does that kid live close to you? Should we be worried? Is he? And what are we talking teen? Are we talking 17? Are we talking 13? Big difference.
Here's the problem. I read about New Jersey people, and then I get either disinterested or disgusted before I can even examine the second paragraph. So, like, I've already exited out.
I was going to say,
I don't care about New Jersey citizens.
Right. But I'm going to guess that this sounds to me.
Oh, I clicked back on it.
Could be
Mercer County, comma, closer to PA.
Yeah, so I was going
to
say.
Nothing to do with my life.
That's like Philly adjacent.
Pennsylvania is a different universe than.
Right. Right.
Yes.
That's rural Jersey. That's
farm
country.
But if you're killing 1,200. If you're killing 1,200
of anything,
you probably have other things. Yeah.
And you know how in the summer, sometimes all of a sudden you'll start seeing a fly in the kitchen and you're like, whoa, where'd this fucking fly come from?
Of course.
And you kill it. And then maybe like a week later, you see another one and you kill it. And then maybe like over the course of the summer, you do that like several times. You're not like keeping a tally. You don't go, oh, in the last 6 weeks, I've killed 11 flies. This kid killed 1,200 lantern flies, and he knows everyone he killed. Like, that's...
Like, he got to 800 and didn't stop counting.
Kept going.
He got to 800.
And then he called the newspaper. Insane.
Right.
Ed...
Which is kind of a serial killer behavior.
No, it is. Absolutely. It definitely is. So, Ed, something I do occasionally. Hold on, let me sip of water. Something I do occasionally is I sell my old clothes online. And I'm not going to say which app. Although someone did once message me. Send me the app. I think I must have talked about it here before. So maybe,
but
like,
I don't want a number, but what ballpark are we talking about? Like, what can you get for clothes?
So I'll tell you right now. I bought a pair of jeans that were high-end jeans. They were,
and it's the big ones.
I wish those are coming back. My kids wear those. They're not JNCO brand, but they're the same cut. But so I bought a pair of like raw denim jeans. Like, I wanted to get some nice jeans, the kind that you can like really wear in and just like have like one pair of jeans for like a decade. So I bought this pair of jeans, and this happens to me. And it was like closeout. Like, the brand was like discontinuing the line. So I don't want to give, I'll just say it. So these were like retail were like $225 jeans. I ordered a pair. I jumped on a pair in the sales section. I got them for like $60. And I was pretty stoked about it.
Okay.
But then the jeans get delivered to me. And I go to try them on. And this is the story of my life with pants. I wear a 34 waist. But my quads, my thighs are like 28 each. So I buy these pants, and I'm like, and I didn't get the slim. I never get the skinny or the slim or whatever. I get like the regular. And I'm so stoked. I got such a deal. I love getting a deal because I would never pay $200 for pants, but
getting a deal. I love a deal.
So I get a pair of $220 pants for $60. I'm stoked. I get them. I go to pull them on, and they just barely go past the thighs. Like, I can get them on, but there's no walking in them. They're completely stretched at my quads. They're not wearable. And it's final sale. So I list them for sale. I list them for sale on a website that I use. And I'm like,
right.
You know, they've been for sale for a while. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. But no one pulls. Oh, and I listened for $100. So I'm like pretty happy. I'm like, maybe somebody will buy them. I'll make money on the deal. Well, this week I get a notification from the app that I have them listed on. Hey, mm-hmm. Guess what? Somebody bought your pants for $100. And a lot of times, and I'll do this when I buy clothes, people will negotiate. They'll usually offer you like a little below and see what you come back with. But this guy.
Right.
He bought them just outright. Just
full asking.
Yeah.
Full asking. Full asking. He just said, sure, wave them in.
And so I get the information and I go, this guy's name. What is it about this guy's name? It caused me to be a little Creflo more interested.
Creflo Dollar? I'm like, who?
Oh, that would be good. I don't think.
Is it Creflo Dollar? Okay.
I wish it were.
Okay.
He could afford them. He could buy full retail.
Who wouldn't like it?
Ed, does the name Louis Leterrier ring a bell?
No.
Because it should. Did you by chance see the? Did you by chance see the 2000 Edward Norton starring The Incredible Hulk?
Yes.
Because if you had, you would know that it was directed by Louis Leterrier. Did you happen to see?
Whoa.
Any of the two Transporter films starring Jason Statham by chance?
I saw one.
Well, you've seen a Louis Leterrier directed movie. I didn't know this.
But his bag has been where your bag is?
Well, it will be soon. They remade a Clash of the Titans, originally starring Harry Hamlin. I don't know who's in the new one. There's a new one.
Guess what?
This guy directed it. How about?
I'm not saying it's my first movie, but the first movie memory I have was going to Clash of the Titans in the Red Bank Theater with Seth Herman when I was in first grade. I remember
Unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember.
So, additionally, this guy, you might have seen Grimsby, starring Sacha Baron Cohen. Another. Yes. Louis Leterrier production.
So look at this guy.
Yeah.
And he wants what you wore.
He's got my pants. Well, he doesn't have them yet. He doesn't have them yet because I don't know if this happens to you. Like they send you the label and you got to mail it. All of a sudden, if I really have something to mail, the mailman stops showing up.
A lot of work. Now.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen the mailman in a week. All of a sudden, I got something to mail. Louis Leterrier is not getting his pants, and he paid for the next day shipping because he's a big time director.
Yeah, he's like, I've got Transporter 3 on my brain.
Right,
hurry the fuck up.
I need that raw denim. I can't direct while not wearing raw denim. Unbelievable. So a little brush with greatness. You know, if you're checking any red carpets and you see any French directors wearing any newly worn raw denim pants, you're going to see a guy wearing my pants, which is pretty exciting, I would say.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. Okay, let's jump into let's do some voicemail.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big teeth.
Bex, Bailey, Rogers, Stewie.
I like that he just talks to people that have been on the show. He's like, Caleb, Eli Braden. Like
I love Travis and Jason.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? They're great guys.
Of course. And they make me happy when they're on the show.
Fantastic
but,
dudes.
Like, if you said Brian and Ed, you would have, like, a 99.9% chance. I mean, there have been a few shows that I haven't been part of, but sure, you would be pretty on the money that's going to reach us. What's the percentage chance if you reach out to Travis and Jason?
It's low.
Like, Jason even is, like, less than 10%.
Travis, it's low. It's,
like,
yeah,
0.4%.
I've been doing the bachelor lifestyle with Jason here on our channel.
Right.
And
right. Okay. So there have been a lot.
Well, no. Even this week, Bachelor in Paradise started and Jason was unavailable to record it. He didn't even show up for his own show. Wow. So it's a low percentage that those guys are going to be here. I appreciate.
But it's cool if he's into them. Yes. I'm just pointing out, like, you're not going to have a high hit ratio with non-Brian and Ed content.
Right. It's unlikely. It's unlikely.
What is up, fellas? You know who the hell it is.
Yeah, it's Manuel.
Hey, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, man. I'm in here in Hawthorne. You know how I feel about that prick, the Tesla manufacturer. Musk.
Elon Musk. He's in Hawthorne. Whatever. Hawthorne? Hometown of the who, Ed?
I don't know. It's a rough and tumble crowd, right? No.
It's the Beach Boys, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it is now, but back then it was probably okay.
So
Charles Manson, too?
Man, this is...
I think he's from the Midwest, isn't he?
But Charles... Cincinnati. I mean, I would assume Ohio, right? But
right, right. Yeah. That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
That's just a shot in the dark. Yeah, but right. Wasn't the whole thing, he moved out here and befriended one of the Wilsons, right? Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis. I believe it, but I believe he was in Laurel Canyon by that point. They'd come up out of Hawthorne.
Fair. So, dude, like from the colored man who I see frequently, in the neighborhood in a unicycle.
Did he just say colored?
I think he said colored, which I wanted you to check the phone because maybe you hooked us up to 1962, but I wasn't sure.
Does it mean something else in 2021? Like, are we missing something here? Or is he just used a racist term from the 1950s?
Brian, I just want to point out, born November 12th, 1934 in Cincinnati, Ohio. Charles
Manson. Oh, good guess. Good guess. Good guess. let's see where Manuel's going with this. It's a little concerning so far.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You heard that right. A unicycle to now I just saw a dude walking around with a megaphone.
Okay.
Now, yeah. What other communities offer this?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck walks around in 2021 with a megaphone? I mean, is he Jimmy the Mouth of the South Heart? Or what gives, dude? Yeah. Like, Hawthorne.
Yeah. Hawthorne.
Dude with a megaphone.
Yep. It's near LAX.
And not religious purposes, mind you. Dude rolling around on a unicycle like it's the thing to do, like freaking 1913. My gosh, man. Yeah. Hey, all you guys on the East Coast, also, we've been living between like 80 degrees and 90 degrees. Stuck it.
Okay. Unintelligible. Oh, is he going to do that thing where he puts it in his pocket?
It's a thing now. It's a thing now.
I mean, he's unintelligible. I don't, not one of Manuel's best efforts.
Outro.
Oh, see, he did it again. Not one of Manuel. It's like hard to get the show rolling when we don't understand. I love your calls, by the way. I mean, it's great when you call in that bacon or sausage thing you did a few weeks ago. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's provided lots of good content, but not bits. Not bits.
Not, yes. And not, but it's hard when we don't understand what you're talking about. And there is like, sounds like there's some racially charged language. And I know you're not a racial kind of dude. So I don't, you know, you're getting the benefit of the doubt there. You do have issues with homeless people often. So it's just hard to follow. You saw a guy with a megaphone and that's weird. And you could only see that in Hawthorne, apparently. Which is, it is what it is. He did make me see, he mentioned Jimmy, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. I've realized, Ed.
He wasn't that old, right?
Oh, yeah. No, he definitely wasn't. Oh, none of those guys were. I realized, Ed. So we were talking about Val, the Val Kilmer documentary that he made.
Yeah.
Last week or the week before. And then, so now Prime was like, hey, Tombstone's on Prime. You want to watch it? And I'm like, of course. So I watch it. Really good movie. Could have completely cut Dana Delaney out of the entire movie. And it would have been a much better movie. That whole, the love story line. She's like the actress that he's smitten with her because his wife is. Wyatt Earp is smitten with her because his wife is, she's a dilaudid laudanum addict.
Okay.
And she's not really, it's just like a weird love story line that doesn't need to be there. All we need to see is Johnny Ringo get shot by the oak tree. Right. But I watched that and I loved it. Great movie. Val Kilmer's signature performance, I would say. And then afterward, it's like, do you want to watch the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase documentary? And I'm like, I sure as fuck do. Sure. I really do want to watch that. And I realized, and I watched it a little bit, but then it got, it took a very biblical turn. And I was like, oh, I'm not into it. Like his wife caught him cheating. He found the Lord. And his wife caught him cheating, and then now she's like reading from the Bible, and it's like, oh, and I'm like, oh no, I didn't sign up for this. I signed up for the pills and the cocaine and the floozies on the road
and Virgil, just the life. Fucking Virgil on the road.
They didn't even talk about Virgil. Virgil was, he kept showing up. He wasn't mentioned. That's what I'm interested in. But I realize that I don't watch pro wrestling, obviously, because I'm an adult. I don't pay attention to pro wrestling. And no, I did,
of course not. Right?
As I often say, I used to watch pro wrestling, but then I turned 11. I was into it, you know, as a very young man, but I am a sucker for any kind of documentary about pro wrestling, the life of pro wrestlers, their tragic demises. All of that stuff. I don't know. I can't not watch it. I love it. It's fantastic.
No, I love documentaries.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. Okay, let's do, I believe we have a couple emails and then we can get into talking some sports here. Here we go. Howard the Duck has a cameo in Marvel's What If Episode 2, 4 exclamation points. That's pimp shit right there, fellas. Straight ballin'. Okay. That's from Wayne, our hardest listener, who includes his phone number at the end.
Wow. That's super hard. Because as hard as I'm feeling, I don't want people calling me.
No.
He's saying, like, I'll give you my number. I don't even give a fuck if you try calling me. That's how hard I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so hard. And also, Howard the Duck, that's a movie that we reviewed here on the show. That
shamefully.
It's the worst movie. It's shamefully. The worst movie we've ever seen.
Yeah.
We've ever reviewed. It's horrendous. And I don't know why they would bring the, I know it's a Marvel character, but it's an ancillary character.
That. It felt bad putting that out into the world.
It did. Telly Tuput still owes us $50 via Venmo for talking us into reviewing that film. Here's another one. Dear Brain, Ed, and Ballers. I have owed you an update on my lady with the unclean bathroom habits for some time.
Oh, we're talking Nebraska, right?
Kanard in Kansas.
Kansas. Sorry. It is, I know that's bad.
For those of you that are not regular listeners, this guy, he reached out to us, I don't know, maybe like at least a year ago. It was before the pandemic, I think, or maybe right at the beginning. About some super hot girl he went out with, took her out to dinner. And we determined that the restaurant choice might have been an issue. I think there was Mexican food involved. But there was something to do with where they ate. But they went out. Then they came back home and he wore it out. She rocked his world. They did sex. And she was apparently just a fantastic lay for him. It was really exciting. She stayed the night. And in the morning, she was ready to go again for a second spin. But before that, she had to use the bathroom. And what happened in the bathroom while
she greased
a mystery. Yeah. She went in there. She did something unpleasant.
And
she didn't make any attempt to hide her misdeeds. So, but Kanard was at a crossroads because while he was kind of grossed out, oh, and then she came back and they, you know, they did work again. While Kanard was grossed out, he wanted to like, you know, she was pretty hot and the sex was fantastic. So then he had her, he updated us. He had her over again. And apparently she's pretty regular because am I recalling this correctly? There was two incidents, right, Ed?
Yes. There was definitely a second. It must have happened right around the pandemic because we were trying to make it happen.
Right. So we gave him advice. I believe Travis Rogers was even a guest on one of those where we gave him advice. Here's his update. I have owed you an update on my lady, puts lady in quotes, with the unclean bathroom habits for some time. It is part due to shame and part due to illness that I did not let you know what became of my, quote, lady with the horrific bathroom etiquette. Despite my lady's refusal to clean the toilet bowl the morning after, I kept things going for months more than I should have. First, it was the COVID times and meeting new women to hook up with was not easy. Second, as I've alluded to before, she provided me with the hottest sex of my life. This brings us to a fateful Valentine day / night after morning, 2021. Please know.
Okay, so before COVID hit.
No, it's a year into COVID.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah.
2021. Please know I was not eligible for the vaccine then. We had a tremendous Valentine's night. Great time with copious amounts of hot sex. Sounds great, right? It was. And then I woke up with my lady's, we're just going to say genitals. I have to clean this up a little bit. Brian knows what that term means. Yes, I do know what the term you're using for vagina means, and I'm not going to say it.
What?
On my face.
Oh.
She was shouting, lick it, boy. I obeyed.
Start the morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big start. I obeyed, and to my surprise, it wasn't a bad taste. Though I did sense an odor I was not really down with. Then Brian and Ed, it happened. She slipped herself down and planted her ass crack on my face and mouth. I don't see a problem here so far. It was big mistake. Spoke too soon. It was soon obvious she hadn't cleaned herself after. I can't be this descriptive, Kennard. I'll say it. After defecating in my toilet, she started yelling, "Lick it up and clean me up, you fuck."
Oh my God. What has happened?
This is like a domination thing. I was in shock. She had never acted like this before. Jeez. Oh, I was overcome with the noxious fumes and taste that was oozing into my mouth and nose. I tried to lift her off me, but she pressed down harder. And then Brian and Ed. I'm sorry. You guys might want to fast forward. She shat on me. I hate that word.
What is happening though?
The past tense. I hate that word so much. I don't think that's the first time I've ever said it.
I'm not a fan of the word, but I'm less of a fan of what just happened.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was he describes it. Very soon thereafter, I managed to free myself and escape to the bathroom. My face was covered in it. It's much funnier if you read this yourselves. I'm just not up to it. I jumped in the shower and cleaned up. Brian and Ed, the smell still haunts me today, as does the taste.
Oh, my God.
When I got out of the shower, thankfully she was gone. But it gets worse. Impossible. About a week after, my lady texted me, she had the vid.
Wow.
I then came down with the vid. I had it rough. I was intubated, and as of about last week, it still took a huge effort just to walk to my car. My doctor, I had to confess.
He was talking about over a year ago?
This is earlier this year, February 2020.
Okay, but my intubated 2021,
is I mean.
No joke.
2021. My doctor, who I had to confess what occurred to me with my lady, informed me fecal matter contains extreme amounts of the virus that causes COVID-19.
Oh, I thought anything but breath didn't.
I don't know.
Oh. Kennard.
I no longer communicate with her. I had to move, change my phone, and all emails.
In the past, I was trying to talk him into getting back together with her, but he's supposed to move on.
And social media addresses. She turned out to be a bit more than a little off center. And as a friend of mine found out, she has a fetish for such things. I guess I could have seen that coming. So Brian and Ed and fellow ballers, my life lesson from this is don't lick unclean a-holes of your partner. And secondly, get vaxxed. And ballers, if you ever come across a lady who leaves a mess in the toilet the morning after hot sex, don't walk. Run away as fast as you can. Peace. That's from Kennard in Kansas. Now, Ed, he does mention during the email that he's had to change his phone numbers and emails because I forgive the language here. I read this and I smelled a rat. Now the it does track in the sense that the original Kennard wasn't super on top of the grammar and punctuation, and that seems to be also the case with this email. But also that seems to be the case in a lot of emails that we get here on the show. So I'm not, that's the one indicator that it could be the real Kennard. But I just feel like we might have a fake Kennard here, Ed. It's not the same email address he's used before. He claims he's had to change his email, but you can block someone on email. You don't have to change your email. This has come from a secure email, the kind of email that you get, like, if you really don't want people to be able to know who you are.
Okay, but my counter to that is,
yes.
Well, what if somebody shit all over you?
Well, yes.
You'd probably change your entire life. You'd change everything about your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I mean, probably. I'm just going to look. I'm just going to like resort the froms here. And I'm just going to look back through our email. I just want to do an investigation here. Look, if this is real, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, it's not my cup of tea, but I would say it's a pretty fantastic email that we just read. I don't like it was special. It didn't ring true that I was hearing from the actual canard. It just seemed a little off. Okay. Hold on. I found the original emails from Canard. I have his original email address.
Wow.
Now he said, "Dear Ed and Brad, I need some help. Recently I had a score, maybe the best of my life." I'm going to read it through and just feel like if it's the same guy. Also, this came in exactly a year ago, 8/16/2020. So a year and a week ago.
So he was right in there. Yeah, in the dear pandemic, Ed, right in the middle.
That was in the midst of the pandemic. Yeah, right in it. But this is Kansas. They don't have pandemics there. "Dear Ed and Brad, I need some help. Recently, I had a score, maybe the best in my life, an extremely attractive blonde with a killer body, and I hooked up for a fun evening at my place. The sex was off the charts good." Now, instead of off, he writes of. That can happen. "Everything was epic, maybe an all-time great. She stayed the night, and in the AM, she woke up, brushed her teeth, and came back for more." Now, see, this is a little more succinct, this canard. It's an economy of language. This is what we call active voice. "I thought perhaps I was in heaven. As a gentleman, before I engaged in an AM romp, I got up to brush my teeth. However, it quickly became apparent to me that she did more than brush her teeth in my bathroom. I was soon overcome with a smell that I can only describe as the odor of dead rotting animal odor. Two odors. When I lifted the lid to the toilet, I noticed there were grease marks on the bowl." This kind of tracks. "I flushed the toilet again, but somehow would not dissipate, and streaked along the bowl, demarcating their place in my toilet. Naturally, I lost my urge for a good morning romp, and when I returned to the bathroom, told her that I forgot I had to get somewhere and drove her home. The goodbye in the car was somewhat awkward. As the days pass, the smell and the grease marks are fading from my memory, and the thought of the very hot sex is dominating my thoughts. She has called a few times since that day. How do I proceed? Please, I need your relationship. Confused, Canard in Kansas." Well, now, hold on, Ed. Just hold on a second.
I'm holding.
It's a different email address, but the same email. You know how, like, you use Hotmail?
For like, junk mail. Yeah.
Right. It's the same email service, and it's a very specific email service that if you were going to make a fake email, you would not probably pick this service. And also, the dude's name is Canard. An easy name to misspell.
I can only think of The Wire from Canard.
Right. It's an easy name to misspell. You could easily, if you were trying to impersonate someone called Canard, you might go with two N's. Well, this is a single N Canard in both emails, both from the same email service. Now, I would say this. His original issue was in August 2020. Then he gets vid from her scat fetish in February 2021, 6 months later. Would her predilections not have shown themselves prior to in the prior 6 months to Valentine's Day 2021, yeah. Or as Canard probably calls it, the St. Valentine's Day massacre.
A bloody affair.
Either way, I'm inclined to believe, Ed, that we have in fact heard that is the real Kennard in Kansas. At first I was skeptical.
Because
yeah? What are your thoughts?
Why would you go through these measures? Why? It's got to be him, right?
Right.
Why would he go through these measures to prove it's him?
Now, yes, I agree. It does line up. Now I will say this. Is he telling the truth? Is he embellishing the story?
Therein lies the rub.
Because, I mean, there aren't people like this on the planet, right? This doesn't exist, what this woman did.
She's a monster, right?
And she's a monster. And if this were your thing, you would discuss it first. You don't just spring this on someone. No. You don't just do something like that out of the blue. I don't know. I need more, Kennard. I believe it's you. I believe it's you. But I feel like, for lack of a better word, you're bullshitting us. It just seems like it's very funny if it's real. Sorry I couldn't bring myself to use your exact language, but I've already put off so many listeners. Yes, like
you've done enough.
I've done too much. I've done too much. Okay, let's for lack of a better term, let's get the taste of that out of our mouth, Ed, and talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool ring to see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is popping in the world of sports, the sports world?
The revered basketball coach, Coach K, is retiring after this year. And there's a lot of reverence for him. Like, he's an elite guy in the world of college basketball.
I believe he has won at least 3 national championships. I think it's like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think he's gotten second. Away with a lot of shit. I think he's gotten away with a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a dirty, dirty game.
Yeah, so each year he hosts a basketball camp. Like, can your boy or girl enter his stratosphere? Can you be part of that greatness? And the answer is probably yes. You can enter the Coach K's stratosphere because the campers this week were exposed to a bacteria that caused Legionnaire's disease.
Whoa.
At Coach K camp.
Oh. Isn't that like waterborne? Don't you like have to be in a lake or something to catch Legionnaires?
But I mean, keep in mind, Duke is disgusting. Everything about it and every person about Duke is disgusting.
I mean, it's a pretty prestigious. Oh, it's a severe form of pneumonia, lung inflammation usually caused by infection. So this is, how do we know it's not vid?
Yeah, I mean, it's
could be vid.
It's a close cousin to vid.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, Coach K, the
bacteria spreads through mist. Yeah.
Immediately,
yeah.
The press releases were like the Duke superstar basketball camp and like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I'm pretty sure Coach K wanted his name on every part of this camp until Legionnaire's disease made its appearance. So,
yeah. Yeah.
He can go fuck himself.
Well, he looks like a rat, right?
Yeah.
He's, remember when he was having a really bad season and he's like, actually, I got a bad back. And then like quit.
Yeah. Remember when he did that twice in his career?
Yeah.
Once when Cherokee times. Parks was there.
Yeah.
And once like 3 years ago.
Yeah. He, I will say this. He's a man in his 70s. That hair is jet black. He is polishing.
He's got the Jerry Lewis thing going.
Yeah. He is polishing that hair with so much shoe polish. And he's one of these guys. Remember, end of last season, I believe, Roy Williams, also dirty as the night is long. Season ends, or might have been even like before the season. I don't know. He abruptly retired. Then you,
yeah.
Yes.
And there's one of our friends that I know is a big UNC fan, but this is going to hurt him. But there was a certain Dean Smith who did the same thing.
Yeah.
He retired in November when the season starts. And he's like, I just wanted to leave. And then Bill Guthridge took over.
Right.
Like
right.
That's not what goes down.
No, there's a right way to do it. But what my point is, well, also Dean Smith had both lung cancer and Alzheimer's disease, which is at once like the worst thing, but also kind of like, if you have Alzheimer's, don't you kind of forget that you have lung cancer? So that might be kind of good.
Oh, he also had the my students don't take classes, and
they had their own major. The UNC had a major just for athletes, and there were no classes associated with the major. Look,
but hey, hang on.
I'm okay with all that.
As much as I dislike Dean Smith and UNC, let's keep the focus where it belongs. Coach K.
A
disgusting. Horrible guy. Horrible program. Awful. Horrible. Awful. Everything.
I mean, he's a winner. I will say that.
No, he's horrible.
I'm not a fan, obviously. But I want to say this. Is at least if you quit, if you go, oh, hey, look, my 5-star McDonald's All-American tore up his knee. This is going to be a tough season. I quit. Like, I respect that. What I don't respect is the Derek Jeter, Kobe Bryant, Coach K route, where you say before the season, I'm going to retire at the end of the season so that every arena you go
to Kareem.
Yes, you get a retirement tour. Hey, Coach K, remember the time, all the times you kicked the shit out of the Terps in this gym? Let's give you a gift. Ed, your school is going to give Coach K a gift. He's going to come there the last time they play. I believe they're still in the same league, right? The ACC? The Terps are in the Big Ten now.
Here's the thing. The ACC and Big Ten do a challenge this year because the Terps are in the Big Ten.
Yes.
And Coach K goes, I will never play Maryland again. Once they left the ACC. So guess what? They don't have to give him shit. And his big beak and his big fucking crooked program.
Face.
They can all go fuck themselves.
Rat face. I will. I am kind of on board. Like, I like John Calipari. I mean, this guy is greasy. You know, he is a used car salesman.
I actually love him, though. I'm
agreeing with
Calipari.
You. Because he's up front about it. He's like, I'm going to have World Wide West send me the best players. He's going to give them a shoebox full of money. They're going to come to Kentucky. They're going to stay here 1 year.
And he goes, I'm not preparing college graduates. I'm preparing pro basketball players. That's what I'm doing. I kind of love that.
Yes, this is a basketball factory. We're here to win basketball games. We're here to put guys in the NBA. I don't give a shit if they go to class. I got grease all over me. I could give a shit.
Yeah, I
kind of respect. Like Jerry Tarkanian, same way. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm here to win games. Like, I'll put anybody in school. I don't care about academic standards.
Yeah,
this is a fucking winter sport anyway. They're not even going to be here the whole year. Like, who gives a shit? I'm with you. What's the next story?
Tigers broadcaster Jack Morris apologizes for racist remark during Shohei Ohtani's at bat, and he's since been suspended.
Yeah. Should we play it?
Yeah, if you have it, play it.
If it's in this link, we'll play it.
Yeah, I think he does the Charlie Chan thing. Like he goes all out.
I mean, he's old.
Here's what I'll say about Jack Morris. Just I remember
red beard and mustache.
He had the big soup strainer, but he went to the Twins.
Yep.
When we were like eighth grade, freshman year, in that ballpark.
I believe it's the 1991 World Series.
Yeah. Where
89. Well, no. Yeah, 91.
Well-known 90. Assaulter Kirby Puckett won MVP.
Well, we didn't know then. Kirby Puckett, he was like 5'5", 360 pounds, and was a Hall of Fame player.
But we How's were sold a bill of goods on that guy.
We were. He was a real piece of shit.
But yeah. Jack Morris, I mean, I remember the quote when we were like in fifth, sixth grade, where it was like, the only woman I want to talk to is one who's naked and below me. Like he was that really? Guy.
Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, imagine blowing Jack Morris.
But then that should have pissed me off more. The thing that pissed me off really during that World Series, he refused to travel with the team. He only showed up every fifth day with the club.
The Rocket did that. Roger Clemens, I mean, also a piece of shit.
Noted piece of shit, Roger Clemens, guy?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he was not part of that Twins team. He was a hired gun. As a kid, like Jack Morris might have been the guy that broke any romanticism with sports.
Yeah.
What a terrible dude.
Team game. Yeah. I kind of agree. And also overrated. Like he finally made the Hall of Fame. I mean, he was a pretty good pitcher.
He was not, hey, we need to show up for Jack Morris pitching today.
Yeah. I don't think this link has the clip, but he does it like an Asian accent.
He goes, like so sorry. Like, real bad.
No, it wasn't that. No, it was be very careful. Be very, very careful. Yeah. That's not cool.
Not good.
I could give a fuck about Jack Morris. Fuck the Twins. Fuck Gary Gaetti.
Well, this is actually Tigers. Fuck them too.
Well, he was on the Tigers also, but also fuck he was also on the Twins. Fuck. And also the Blue Jays, who I kind of like. So even though I like the Blue Jays, I think they have cool uniforms. I will just say fuck Jack Morris when he was playing. Fuck the Blue Jays when Jack Morris was pitching for the Blue Jays.
And we shouldn't shit on Gary Gaetti or his neighbors because friend of the show was next door neighbors with
Pete Schlitzky. He lived next door to Gary Gaetti, and of course Pete Schlitzky gets so mad when I make fun of him because I say he grew up rich because he lived next door to a ball player, and he's like, no, my dad was a fucking carpenter, he built the house.
Yeah, but guess what, if you live next to Gary Gaetti,
you're balling out,
you're rich.
Yeah, what else?
A-Rod poses with red Porsche he once gifted to J-Lo. Like he's showing his emotions.
I mean, he's a bitch. This A-Rod is such a bitch. But I will say this. He should be counting his lucky stars. He seems to have dodged a bullet. Now she's in this fake relationship with Ben Affleck.
But longer than I thought.
True. Yeah.
Like I thought it would be over by now for sure.
Yes, that's true. They're still together. The most recent thing is he's been seen shopping at Tiffany's for wedding rings for her. They were engaged once before. Why don't they just use the one from then? Like, you need a new one? Right. I just feel like she really wears the pants, and that's not a good place to be in. And this A-Rod, you know, he was out there chasing side pieces around. She caught him. It was embarrassing to her. And so now she's trying to one-up him with this Ben Affleck guy. And this A-Rod, he's posting pictures where they've set the table for one extra person, and she's not there for dinner. And now he's posing with the Porsche he bought her. Like, he's looking like a real bitch. And I think he really got out lucky here. Could have been much worse. He could have ended up married to her.
Agreed.
Which doesn't look like a picnic.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Ex-wrestler Ric Flair denies he's the person in the viral photo giving oral sex to somebody on a train.
I mean, he does make a good point because he's like, the Nature Boy don't ride trains. but also, fair. There's a great documentary about him. This guy drank. I don't know how. Like, he wasn't the fittest wrestler. He wasn't like Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff or like Randy Savage, where they're just fucking jacked. And no, who was the guy? Ravishing Rick Rude.
Flair was known for his hair, right?
He was, yeah. And also, he was called the Nature Boy, which is always weird because you have bleached blonde hair. There's nothing natural about you. You have a fake tan. You have bleached blonde hair. You're on steroids. You're calling yourself the Nature Boy. Like, what is natural about you? But the documentary about him is fantastic because he would drink like Wade Boggs level every day. Like, he'd get out of the ring. He'd have like a 12-pack in the locker room. He'd go to the bar, meet up with a couple floozies, have another 12-pack, then switch to vodka drinks, have five or six of those, and then be ready to bang her in the hotel room, go up, bang her in the hotel room, catch a plane the next morning to Kansas City and do the same thing again. Multiply that by like 38 years.
Jesus.
That was his life. I mean, but I will say this. It's pretty funny when he said the Nature Boy doesn't ride trains, which is really funny. But also, how are there two people on the planet with that same hair? Because the picture, if you see the picture, I'll put the link in the description and you can click on it. If you see the picture, it's just like kind of from the back and to the side. And the hair is really similar. Cause at first I'm like, and they're like, somebody caught eating ass on public transportation. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, what did Paul do now? But it's, then I see the hair and I'm like, oh no, that's Ric Flair. Like, there's only one guy.
Picture,
yeah.
Like, if you saw Conan O'Brien's hair, there's no other picture that looks right. Like Ric Flair.
That's what I'm saying.
Who has that hair?
Who else has that hair?
If you were in the grocery store and you saw a guy with that hair, you'd be like, oh, that's Ric Flair.
It's
right.
Yeah. It's like when you see somebody, you know, from a distance, you just like, you don't have to see their face. You just get a sense of them as a person. And Ric Flair with that hair, you're like, oh yeah, that's him. That's definitely him. Oh, this is not the link, but anyway, it's got the hair. The hair is in the picture. He's eating ass. He's got her like, I mean, he could just be, this is just going to be regular oral sex, either or, it doesn't matter.
He's going for it. The guy in the picture.
He's deep. He's got those legs up. It's the middle of the day. It's not like a late night.
Yeah. It's a mid-afternoon train ride.
Right. Right. Interesting. Okay. Let's talk some non-sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports.
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 Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports.
Non-sports.
Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of not sports?
Three RIPs.
We need an RIP song. Brad Andor writes a bill. Two people, and I'm not positive, still listen to the show. But if you do, we could use an RIP song because we're doing RIPs every week. Also, Chuck Snowjet SST, who does our fantastic Chuck, how fucking old is this guy?
And I think he had another song he was going to.
He did two versions of the How Fucking Old Is This Guy, and we just settled on the one we liked best. But he also had Peyronie's disease.
But
he was our Peyronie's
talent,
guy.
A true talent.
Yes. Yes. An open book, that guy. So if you want to do an RIP song, anybody that does songs, hey, New Blood, anybody that does songs, if you're out there and you want to do a song, we would take your song and use it to introduce the RIPs on this show. Ed, who died this week?
martial arts legend and Kill Bill actor Sonny Chiba of COVID 82.
Yeah.
He was Hattori Hanzo in the Kill Bill 1 or 2, whatever. A great scene where she's like working with him on the sword. He was the guy.
He's also mentioned in True Romance, where Christian Slater says, "Who's Sonny Chiba? Only the greatest martial arts star working today."
Right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
An underrated movie. Legend. Very underrated because it's not a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, it's Tony Scott.
But Tony Scott made a lot of good movies too.
Oh, it's a very good movie. It's the scene between Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper.
You're part of Eggplant.
Yes, you're a cantaloupe. It is so good. There's so much tension built in that scene. Actually, I will take one of those Chesterfields. Like, it is so – it's worth watching just for that scene. James Gandolfini, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Also, one of the thugs is the dude, the Greek from The Wire season 2.
And Balky is the cocaine in his face guy.
Yes, Balky fucks him over. Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Oldman, in a performance, he's playing a white guy who thinks he's black. He's got dreads.
Jamaican, right?
Yes, it is the kind of performance that could seem like caricature in the hands of a less gifted actor. But the thing is, Gary Oldman's so good.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer plays his Elvis, you know, he has visions of Elvis, and that's Val Kilmer. Really good movie. Everybody go back and watch it. R.I.P. Sonny Chiba, Hattori Hanzo from Kill Bill, another great movie.
R.I.P. Igor Vokovinsky, the tallest man in the United States. He was 38.
Yeah.
He was 7 feet, 8 1/3 inches.
Yep.
Which tall. Is fucking impressive.
Yeah.
But what sucks is the story says he was a third of an inch taller than the second tallest man in America, a guy who works at Virginia's sheriff deputy.
Well,
I mean,
how does he even fit in the car?
No, a deputy probably is just in the office.
Oh,
he's not Roscoe Coltrane.
Well, I think a deputy is, it's just like a rank. Like you could be out in the car.
I don't want to shit on this guy who's the second tallest guy. Or now he's the tallest. He's wearing the crown. But I feel like it's the tall guy in the community, and you're like, hey, you can answer phones.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it would be tough for him to go on any bus or anything.
Or he's sitting there like, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Like,
Could be. I don't know. It's pretty tall. And also, like, this Igor Vokovinsky, he went at 38. I mean, we talked about on the show, one of our favorites, Robert Wadlow.
Sure.
He was like in his early 20s and he kicked off. Now, he was like close to 9 feet tall, I think. I believe Robert Wadlow had crested the 8 foot mark. And
I think he was like the 20s, right? 20s to 50s.
Pretty close. Born February 22nd, 1918. Oh my God, Ed. February 22nd, 1918. Died July 15th, 1940. So 22 years old. Known as the Alton Giant, giant of Illinois, height 8 feet 11.1 inches.
That's my favorite thing that ever existed.
8 feet. So he had that thing, the same thing that Andre the Giant had, the pituitary. Robbins. Yeah, and Tony Robbins, acromegaly. It's when something's pushing on your pituitary gland that makes you secrete too much growth hormone.
Wait a second. You're telling me he died at 22?
Yeah.
I've seen the pictures.
Well, come on, Ed.
22?
He was 8 feet 11. Point one. I mean,
if you're only going to live to 22, are you going to wear those giant rec specs? Like those giant.
What is he
doing?
He's got, in this picture, you know, he had to walk with a cane because he's so giant. His cane is like 5'11".
Like if I were I'm 45. If somebody said, you're going to die at 50, I wouldn't be wearing those giant round glasses or cane. I'd be like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to roll the dice here.
I agree. Hold on, Ed. There appears to be a statue of Robert Wadlow. Oh, there's several.
Oh, I need to see it. I mean,
yeah.
I actually, when I was mapping out my summer trip, it was trying to work in the twins, the motorcycle twins.
Right. They were from the Memphis area. Oh, no, it was Louisiana?
No, I think it was North Carolina, but
oh, right.
Sadly, and this still shakes my marriage to its core, Michelle wasn't on board with us going like 6 hours out of the way to go see the, what was it, McGee twins?
Something. I thought that marriage was a partnership.
I know, but
it sounds like somebody's in it for themselves.
She was not on board. She was not on board with me checking out the gravestones of the fat motorcycle twins.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, just it's worth it for the Instagram of it all.
Of course. That's all I wanted.
I don't know. Looks like one of the statues might be, Alton, Illinois, which it looks like it's close to St. Louis.
Pass. I'd rather go to the fat motorcycle twins.
Well, I mean,
R.I.P., this came out this afternoon, Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, 80 years old.
He was so cool.
He was like a jazz cool, dude. But here's the one thing I'll say. Everybody jokes about Keith Richards, like, cheating death.
Yeah.
I think Watts actually looked more ready to die for the last 30 years.
Oh, for sure. Well, he's older than the rest of them. And
he also had like major drug problems 35 years ago.
Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't know
of
that.
Of course.
He always seemed so cool.
Yeah, you know, he was definitely cool.
Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, it was his time. If you told me I could live to 80, but I would be in the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Sign me the fuck up for that life.
Oh, totally. I like that they're on tour and they're just like, all right. And like, he wasn't even, you know, obviously he was dying, but
R.I.P., like, he's not Jagger. We're going to keep going.
Hey, we still got the main two guys. And guys, don't worry about it.
Keith Richards is like in the top five of all rock legends. But if he died, Jagger would be like, the show must go on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he's the business man of the band, always has been.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxers think their pure semen will skyrocket in value. So they're advertising it.
Does any semen have a value? I thought it was only like Harvard, like you had to be like a Harvard 6'4", Harvard educated, D1 water polo player.
I think there was a Vince Vaughn movie about the semen donation.
Right. I mean, he seems like a good one other than the hairline.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's handsome, funny.
Yeah.
You know, likes to drink. That's, you know, you probably don't want that in your semen.
But the pure semen. So, like, is there in these sperm donors, do you sign up? Like, do you click boxes?
Yeah.
About vaccines or what? I mean,
I don't think so. Because I feel like they give the sperm a once over. You know, once you donate it.
Once you release the goods.
Yeah, it's like that show. Do you remember that show on HBO? And it was like, it wasn't like couples.
Couples therapy, right?
It wasn't called that, but it was like in treatment? No, it wasn't in treatment.
Yeah, it was
that in was treatment. A show.
Yeah.
And it was Adam Scott and that British chick, and they were like trying to have a baby and they couldn't figure out why they couldn't have a baby. And then she like jerks him off on the couch and it's like a fake dick, and she jerks him off and then he comes, and then she's like examining the semen that's just like on her hands, and she's just like looking at it like, what the fuck is wrong with your cum? Do you think they do that with the anti-vaxxer cum?
I've never had that happen one way or the other. Nobody said what's wrong with it, but nobody's applauded it.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody's been super proud.
I've gotten some compliments.
I've got compliments on the equipment, but not on
good for you. Yeah.
The result. It's,
I've gotten compliments on the output and the taste.
How about
it tastes really good apparently.
Measurements? Like tablespoon wise? Like what do you mean by output?
You know what? I'm so hot and cold. Like sometimes it's like I'm like, oh my God, that is so much. Like where did all that come from? And then sometimes it's just like, you know, I get good distance. But not rope, so much output. Wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like real consistent. Sometimes it's like makes a mess. And other times it's just like, oh, it's not too bad.
OnlyFans, big story this week.
Mm-hmm.
OnlyFans is going to ban material after pressure from payment processors.
Yeah.
Who's pressuring this?
It's the credit card companies.
But
they
like,
don't,
does V, I mean,
yeah, they go, you can't use us.
Is there a
us.
Moral high ground for fucking Visa?
So here's the thing. Yes, because some problematic content slips through the sensors on these websites. And the same thing happened to Pornhub, where there were people that maybe didn't consent, at the very least, didn't consent to having these videos of themselves put on the internet, or there were people that were not of age when the videos were made.
I'm on board with regulating age, but I mean, come on.
Right. So here's
Tally was part of the OnlyFans.
He was concerned. He came up in one of our stereos because he had a couple friends that were making a living.
Bartender. Turned.
Yes. OnlyFans.
Fan provider. Yes.
There's a lot of people that make a good living on OnlyFans. They will find another way to do it, you know? And that's why Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are vital, because then nobody knows who's paying who with what. And that cuts the credit card companies out of the mix.
I'm fine with getting them out of the mix.
Banks are disgusting. What's more disgusting, a little bestiality slipping through the sensors or a bank?
A little horse cock's not going to kill people.
Right, exactly. A little lemon party shows up. No big deal.
But there's good news in the OnlyFans universe.
Yes.
Rachel Dolezal, she launched a, quote, tasteful OnlyFans where she does squats and foot pics.
Now, is that... I know about the feet. I
Tarantino.
Know, right. And I know... But I know that there are people that are into feet.
But squats. But
squats. Just, oh, my God. Click the link.
I mean, Dolezal. Dolezal.
She's a big squatter?
My favorite thing the internet has provided in the last, like, 10 years is... Yeah. Pictures of Dolezal where her hair turns into 9/11 post-explosion pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much my favorite thing ever.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh, she's really... So I've clicked on her Instagram.
Is she squatting like crazy?
Yeah, there's one where she's doing that pose where you like squat with one leg and then you put the other leg... It's a yoga pose. You put the other leg across your... Knee.
One on top of the other, like the, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But it's not ass. She's really still, she's leaning into the hair still and the tanning and the eyebrows.
She's still pretending she's black.
It seems like it. It seems to be that way. I mean, more power to her. This is definitely, were I to subscribe to an OnlyFans, and I'm not saying I haven't, but were I to subscribe to an OnlyFans, I would take a pass on the Rachel Dolezal feet and squats page.
Yeah. I kind of feel like she has Fred Flintstone toes. I'm not a big feet guy, but I feel like she's got real hammers.
Yeah, could be. Well, I mean, you got a chance, you know. I imagine her content will still be allowed on OnlyFans because it's not, you know, explicit.
Well, I've sad news. A Brazilian bishop resigned days after a video of him jacking it circulated.
So priests aren't allowed to jack it. Why was, oh, because he was.
They're not sexual beings. They're married to the Lord.
Right. He made the video. But we're all tempted.
No.
Tempted by the fruit of another. God tempts us all, doesn't he? It's kind of fucked up of him, by the way. Hey, I'm going to make you perfect, but also I'm going to make you totally flawed.
Here's my challenge for you as a human. I'm going to have you jack it to a camera, which will go out to all of the adult world in the Catholic community.
I walk by. I walk, like when I hike or I go running, I go by a church. It's on my route.
It's kind of weird. And the rectory. Right? It's a weird universe.
Yes. The rectory is right next door where the priests live. Sometimes I see some lights on up there and I'm like, are they jacking it?
It's like the Burbs. You're like spying on Walter.
A little bit. Well, like remember Carmela, she had Father Ted or something, Leo.
Right. Right.
And he would come over for the ziti and the wine. And I'm like, they can drink and they can drink these apparently God is okay in the church. They're cool with boozing because a lot of these priests just fucking throw it down big time. They drink. They're big drinkers.
I mean, I've pointed out, I have an uncle who's a priest. Yeah. And yeah. I wouldn't say he like really tears it up.
Yeah, but he drinks.
But yeah, he does. But my issue is he's like, he gives me a very mean feeling. He's an ornery cuss.
Because he wants to fuck.
I guess, like, doing without it for decades, you're just kind of, like, ornery. You're, like, kind of mad.
Yeah. You made a choice.
A bad choice.
Bad choice. I did read somewhere that there was a study once, and I don't know if it's been debunked or how accurate it is, but it's probably pretty close, that, like, half of the clergy or half of Catholic priests are sexually active.
I would believe it. And I would say, the Catholic priesthood is probably fucking it up for gay men.
Oh, totally.
In terms of like, oh, they're molesting. And they're like, oh, I guess gay men do this. When it's not gay men. It's guys who are saying, you know what?
Yeah.
My mom and dad don't approve of this. I'm going to become a priest and pretend I'm not a sexual being. And then it manifests itself into like, oh, I'm around a boy and I just got to get this out. Like kind of thing. Like I think that's most of the problems of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Denying and then pretending. Well,
there's also the like hoarding of the money and the supporting of the Nazis and the Inquisition and the telling poor people that they need to give their money and then they're
telling them where the bad. Jews live. Yeah, I know there's problems, but I'm just more pointing out where my uncle lies on the spectrum.
Right. I got you. But, I got you, buddy.
You know, there's an anger. Because there's a lot of pretending.
That's what I'm saying. I have a family member who's a nun and she's a very nice woman, but you know.
Right.
She reads a little.
We know.
She reads.
We know.
If you met her and you didn't know she was a nun, you'd be like,
if she wasn't a
longtime roommate.
If she wasn't a nun at Thanksgiving, she was showing up with her friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Linda. Yeah. Okay, what else, Ed?
Omar Epps was hit with a restraining order by a man he's calling a complete stranger. The man, who Epps' lawyer suggests may be mentally unstable, claims Epps broke into his prison cell and sat on his lap and did things. But this is crazy.
How does he get a restraining order?
You can file a restraining order on somebody that, I mean, according to Epps, which I'm kind of inclined to believe.
I believe him.
He's like, I've never met this guy. Like, I'm just a public figure, but he's on the defensive.
But then that comes up in a background check, right? Like somebody goes to do a full background check on you and they're like, this guy was subject to a restraint. He wasn't allowed to go near Joliet State Prison for this period of time. Like, what was he doing?
So, Omar, before I give you this loan, can you tell me why you broke into this man's prison cell to sit on his lap?
It's crazy. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.